Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, coming up at 4:30, we'll get back into the NBA Conference Finals. We got some Tiger baseball, NBA lottery tonight, the Pistons' whole future on the line, 2.5% chance. Right now, I'm just trying to settle something. The summer of Mike is about to commence in about a month, i.e. I take a lot of time off. Now, here's the deal. I don't need you guys breaking my balls about taking time off because you hate the man to my left. I need you, my family, my listeners, I need you to love this man while I'm not here. You know, you guys all make fun of Sully because of his forehead. After this summer, his forehead will be even bigger if all you guys want to punch Bogey in the face. And I, listen, it's an airing of the grievances. I want you to put the pieces together. You have a direct line. As he, for some reason, is doing updates today. He is here. We go to the phones, and you have your audience with him. And I just think you can help him. You can offer advice. You could be caustic, and then you have a little dialogue.
Clearly, I need your help.
No,
that's fine.
I need you to find common ground with these people. My audience does not.
We were doing well. I mean, my gosh, you go away and people are like, thank goodness, Bogey and Wojo are here. Mike's gone on sabbatical. I mean, we get that all the time.
That's not what Sully told me.
Teach us, Daddy.
Chris is up next, 97.1. Chris, you're on with Bogey.
Hey, what's up, Mike?
Talk to me, Chris. What can we do here?
You know, two things. First of all, no one likes a Bogey in their airspace. You shoot Bogeys down.
Ooh. Ooh. Next.
Secondly, you know, when he gets on the radio, it's like he came, like he left White Guyville and came to work, and he's doing us a favor.
Time out. First of all, Chris, he's sitting right here. You can address him directly.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Chris.
I mean, you did the Pat Caputo thing earlier, and he must be the mayor of the soda shop because he's the whitest white guy on the radio.
Even whiter than Sully?
Well, Sully has a little bit of street cred because he listens to some rap.
I definitely don't.
Yeah, I mean, the most I probably think you probably listen to is probably some polka.
Some what?
Maybe a little polka. You like polka music?
I do not like polka music. Chris, come on, Chris. I can listen to Top 40. The Eagles are my favorite band of all time.
I listen to country music.
Oh. I listen to oldies. Come on, I have a wide palette of music.
Eagles.
That's right.
Chris, I think he kind of just proved your point.
Yes, he did.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Eagles?
So now Bogey will forever be known as the mayor of Whiteville as we go over.
I mean, I am from Livonia, so it kind of makes sense.
Let's go to Jim. I'm not touching that. Hi, Jim.
The Eagles?
What's wrong with the Eagles?
Hey, you know, they won a Super Bowl, right?
All right. Well, Jim, how do we put this together? How do we get Bogey to be accepted by my audience?
Help me, Jimmy.
Listen, I'm not an NBA guy, and my commute, I got to preface this with, I'm probably not your target audience here, Bogues, all right?
I like that you called me Bogues. That's good.
All right, well, sorry.
Feels personal. No, this is good, right? Jim. Yeah, keep going.
Okay. I wasn't a big NBA guy. After listening to Mike's show, I started to drift a little into it. I enjoy it, and on late nights when there was Pistons games, I really appreciated how you guys approached sort of the analytical side to the dumpster fire that is the Detroit Pistons. It made me interested in kind of looking at some things, and I appreciated the commentary on it. I thought you did a good job. Okay, I think maybe just at the station, what a lot of the listeners are looking at is just on air personality. The team up with Woj, Wojo's a goofy grandpa that, you know, gives the kid butterscotch candies.
He brings those to me every day, yeah.
I know. And I think to I don't know, maybe counteract that, you go and try to be a little bit too, I don't know where the term hot take came from, but sometimes it seems like a lot of the facts come off that way from a lot of personalities, and they want to give this idea that was never proposed out there in the first place. I love when you just throw the facts out there and show just by truth what your passion is from that sports side. Piston stuff was great. Love it.
So basically, you know what, Jim, I got to tell you, let me translate. I'm getting
a little lost.
No, yeah. I'm not
okay.
lost.
Okay.
It's Wojo ruins you. No, honestly, that's what it is. Because Wojo is so fake and friendly, or friendly and fake, whatever way you want to put it, it actually makes you look like a bigger prickly than you already are. I think Wojo's poisoning the water. Wojo might be the reason the audience hates him. Because our audience likes Bob. Hey! If Bob wasn't so overtly lazy, Bob would work with me more. But Bob doesn't want to work, but they like Bob. Bob's approachable. Bob gives them the candy. The difference is Bogey doesn't give the candy, so he's hated.
Well, I got to be the one driving the show. You know, it's like it's like Jamie in the morning, you know, with Stoney, right? You know, Jamie's got to really be directive.
Bob is still
and
lucid.
Make things
Stoney
go.
Is, you know, I don't know what Stoney's doing.
Wow, that's a great story.
Thank you.
Plus, most of the big, bold opinions are usually mine. It's usually my topics that we do on the show.
But that's where Wojo's setting you up to be the bad guy.
Yeah, potentially, that could be the case.
Maybe that's the thing.
Let's go to Joe. Working with Wojo, though.
Joe, you're on with Bogey. Air the grievances.
Hey, Mike.
How are you, buddy?
I'm all right. How are you guys doing today?
I'm good. I'm just trying to figure out whether Bogey is going to ruin my summer replacing me when I'm on vacation.
I was sitting here on hold, and I was ready to lay into him, but I think it's more an indictment of the business.
Explain.
Your fans like you because you have an opinion that is not based in hometown homerisms.
Correct.
You know, you will tell it how it is, and it doesn't matter whether it is Bogey or Rieger or anybody else that fills in. It is not the same show.
Well, fair enough. Look, Mike is a legend, okay?
Shut
Don't let
up.
Him fool you. He knows that he is unbelievably talented, and it is impossibly difficult to fill in for Mike, okay?
Let's just be clear. Joe, but Joe, people don't... It's the hatred. I don't want to hear how hated he is, and Wojo gets a free pass. I have to figure it out.
Well, I turn off Wojo, too.
All right, let's get Wojo in here. Joe wants to talk to him, too.
We did this with Bob about a year ago. We had a good time. But, Joe, what's the biggest thing that bugs you with the Bogey?
It's got to be just how good all the local teams are, no matter how bad they are doing. He will never tell you that it is a dumpster fire.
Excuse me?
Oh, you mean Wojo.
Yeah, that would be my co-host. The other half there, the bigger half of the show. Are you serious with that?
I think he meant Bob.
I would hope so.
I hope he meant Bob.
We have different voices.
Kyle's in White Lake. He'd like a word with the Bogey. Yes, Kyle.
Oh. Hey, good afternoon.
What's up? How are you, Kyle?
I'm good. I got something with Bogey. When he first came on the air, was it 2 years ago, maybe?
Almost 5 years ago, but that's fine. Yeah.
Well, no, he means when people would actually listen.
Oh, yeah. Because I would be on when everyone else was sleeping.
Correct.
Yes, that's true.
That might be.
Continue.
Well, I was out cutting my grass one day, listening on my headphones, and there was a conversation about the Olympics and Muhammad Ali and the Olympics. And you said, boxing the Olympics, is that a thing? And I about dropped my jaw. I couldn't believe it, that you didn't know that there was Olympic boxing. Now, I know boxing isn't popular anymore.
Yeah, not at all.
And it's not on many people's radar, but I figured a guy on the radio should know that.
Okay.
And from there, I couldn't really
While Mike had a read on the previous caller, Kyle, I have a read on this, and it's called sarcasm, and it's impossible to actually give off and make people understand. I say comments like that all the time, whether it be a random name. Like, wait, Justin Verlander got traded from the Tigers last year?
But
it's
see,
little comments
but
like
there's
that.
There's the difference. You're not good at it.
I disagree.
I convinced him that I was an idiot. No,
that's
Roberto,
pretty good.
Roberto, I think you're with me on this. He thinks he's good at it, but he's not, and he alienated a listener.
I'm Kyle Bogenspook.
Well, let's be real, okay? Who really gives a bleep about boxing in the Olympics, okay? Come on.
Here we go. Go ahead, Bo.
I think Mike's right on this one.
This is taking off. People are really enjoying this. We will get back into the NBA. In fact, I may let Bogey discuss a little NBA.
Well, that'd be nice. That'd be a nice little treat.
I'm giving, guys, this is the guy who mainly will fill in for us this summer. We need to find some common ground. You need to tell him what's wrong with him.
Help me help you. Yeah.
I just think you need to become more likable.
How many times have I heard that?
I'm just saying. I think it's a real thing. I think people view you like kind of a Zach Morris. I don't think people want Zach Morris on the radio. They prefer a little more AC Slater.
You see, because you don't have a real good voice like I miss.
Right. WNBC. Sully has no idea what we're talking about because he's never seen one of the great comedies of all time, Private Parts.
I have not. Nope.
I actually haven't either.
I was saying that sarcastically. You've never seen Private Parts.
No.
Leave now.
Neither have I. No, it's okay.
And you work in
Wait, you work in
we're
radio.
We're in the same boat. Yeah.
You work in radio. Both of you, honestly, if we had any, I know this place doesn't hire people anymore, but if we had any staff, I would send both of you home. You should not be on the radio without watching the life story of the king, Howard Stern. You're a disgrace.
I listen to Howard Stern. I've never seen that though.
You've never seen the movie. It's one of the great comedies of all time. He deserved an Oscar for his performance as himself. You're in both of you. I'm going to tell you, that's a mark. You want to know why this audience?
Please.
You want to know why the audience doesn't like you? What you just did right there.
Well, do you want me to not admit to it? Come on.
It probably would have been better for all of us.
That's a good point.
97.1.
This report's.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.